The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Affordable Automotive, Gulf Breeze.
To me, he don't even try, 'cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Dukes Coop. You don't know what I got.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that song, from now on, you know it's time for Car Care with Kenny Chartel, who's the owner of Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. And not only do we have Kenny in the house today, we have his dad here as well, who founded the company. Both of them working together to make sure our cars run and we get to work on time.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Meg, and it's a pleasure, man, to be here once again talking to you about our car care.
I think it's fantastic, and I love the idea of this show so that we can have people asking questions about their cars, things that are going on in their automotive world. 850-437-1620. Please text in your questions right off the bat. I've got a question. I'm worried about my car in this heat. Help.
Yes.
That's my question.
As we all know, we're experiencing this heat bubble we're in. And of course, what suffers more than our cars when they're just sitting in the heat all day,
yes,
when we've been working for 8 hours? So, yeah, absolutely. You were asking the question before we went on. And while the sun visor is one of the best things you can do to put in front of your windshield to keep that direct sunlight from hitting that dashboard and
right,
then heating that whole inside of the car. And then while your AC may be working, you're still feeling that radiating heat.
Mm-hmm.
So putting that sun visor up definitely helps. But another little tip there would be, you know, providing you're mindful of when it's raining and precipitation's in the area, definitely crack those windows just a little
bit. So that could help a little bit to have a little bit of breeze coming through.
You know, because again, that air is staying trapped inside of that vehicle. So if you've got just a little airflow, but that allows that air to move in and out, it may be as hot as the outside or a little bit warmer, but it certainly won't be that 140 or 50 that you can get into sometimes after a vehicle's been sitting in this sun.
Oh, my goodness. I've already got a question for you, Kenny. It says, when I turn my air conditioning on, am I using up more gas? Is it going to cost me more?
Yes, the compressor uses up quite a bit of power. Most compressors take up to about 12 horsepower to run it, so you are going to use a little more gas letting it run.
Okay, but it's worth it in my humble opinion.
We usually leave the heat on in the winter for a little bit, so
right?
I'm a firm believer. I turn my AC on and leave it running too. So.
Okay.
Now, at the end of the day, is it going to be a very noticeable difference? Is it going to deter your, you know, bring down your mileage overall? No, not that much. We're talking a small amount. Yes, it does use more fuel, more
mm-hmm.
power, requires more fuel or energy to power it. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it is going to use a little bit more, but we're not going to be talking 2 and 3 miles off your overall per gallon. In most cases, would you say?
No, that's true. It'll be a minimal amount. You don't really notice it.
Oh, that's good. Okay. And speaking of air conditioning, my question, because we were on that topic, the Freon, what's the deal? How do I know when it's time to change it and fix it? And what is the way to keep that maintenance up on your air conditioner? What are the things that we can do?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as the refrigerant goes, and this can get into a whole class, but, you know,
probably so,
you know, basically, you know, air conditioning, what it does, how to keep it working and when to service it. You know, I think the big telltale sign is when it's not cooling like it once used to. I used to notice it getting real cold real quick,
mm-hmm.
and then now it seems to take 5-10 minutes before it even gets kind of cool. We like to say, is it cold or is it cool?
Right.
Is it blowing or not blowing?
Mm-hmm.
And there's different ways to go about that because the AC system has, of course, many components underneath the hood and inside the car. But, you know, usually the big telltale for if your AC system is in need of service or something isn't quite right, is when you really start noticing that temperature out of the vents not cooling quite as good as it used to.
Well, I got a question right along this line. It says, my AC is blowing slightly cool. I can't tell if it's just the weather, so hot. Is there a way to check it? Do I need to get it looked at? Does it cost something? And the next question would be, how much would it cost to get your AC checked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, one of the things, too, with the warmer weather that we're having right now, again, going back to the interior of the car getting so warm, you've got to try to cool the interior of that car down. So the AC might be working like it should, but there's so much heat in the vehicle, it's just taking takes a longer period of time to cool down that air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. And a perfect example of that, I mean, as we all know, with this heat, even keeping our houses at 75, that AC system is running all day long to keep that house at that temperature. Our cars, we're sitting outside in the sun all day. We just got into them, and in 5 minutes, we're expecting them to be a refrigerator.
Right.
But that's just not the case. Even the best of the best don't work that great. Like Ken was saying, you know, it.
Now, does it cost anything to have it checked, to bring it in, to have it looked at? How does that work?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, like anything, there's a service charge. We have a flat fee for that. And then, of course, checking the refrigerant. That's the other thing. You know, these cars require a certain amount of refrigerant inside of the system. And every car is different. They require a pound and a half, 3 pounds for the older vehicles. So that can always adjust the price. But, it just kind of varies. You're always looking at what the car has in it. In mm-hmm. today's world, they're changing things quick.
Right.
It used to be R134A was your main AC refrigerant. Well, in newer vehicles, and some of our listeners may already have been down this road to find that the new refrigerant 1234YF, YF, I don't know.
Right.
And so anyway, they made some changes there, but along with those changes came a hefty price increase for this new gas. So typically you're looking about $35 per pound for the old R134A.
Mm-hmm.
Typically most of your cars before 19 or even 16 usually have this type of refrigerant. Anything newer has got this 1234 in it, and that can generally range from $80 to $95 per pound. So,
wow, okay.
Again, if your car only has a pound and a half, you may only require just a little bit of refrigerant, but, you could, on even a simple check, you could be somewhere around that 150 mark. It just kind of depends on, what you're looking at. If the refrigerant level is low, what type of refrigerant may be in the system. So those are all components and things to look at, of course, for the pricing and things like that as such. So.
Okay, we got a couple more comments and questions here. If you have a comment for Car Care with Kenny Chartel and Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze, just text it in at 850-437-1620. Here's a good suggestion. People need to get their car windows tinted. Heat reduction of 80%. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Actually, that's a great point, and I'm glad they brought that up because It eluded my mind, but yes, the window tint here in Florida is a must have, and they even have a product out there that's a clear shield. Basically, a lot of people, including myself, have a clear window tint on the front of that windshield. And believe it or not, that even blocks out to 50 or even more, like the call-in said, of that UV. And that UV is really what creates that heat in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the window tint, of course, is a must-have in Florida. We were recently up north, and it's amazing how few vehicles don't have window tint.
No, not
so
at all.
So the contrast from south to north is mm-hmm. there, and you can definitely tell those southern vehicles with the window tint.
So. Got another AC comment here. Again, back to the Freon. Can I refill my Freon if I have a leak? And if so, how long will that last if you refill it yourself?
Well, that depends on the size of the leak.
I was going to say.
And
true.
With the older refrigerant, the R134, that, it was cheaper, so it wasn't too bad to just top the system off. Now with this newer 1234, it's a lot more expensive, so you got to be mindful. Just topping it off, it's going to get expensive with the new stuff. and they use less of it in the newer vehicles than in the older vehicles. For whatever reason, they've figured out how to use a little less, but so you don't have as much. So any loss is a major difference in it.
Yeah, it sounds like you probably need to get this checked.
Yeah, and absolutely, you know, and just a little note to that, you know, generally we see vehicles with AC issues on the general between that 6 and 8 year mark. It's maybe moved a year up just because, but a lot of times if there is low refrigerant issues and there is no major leak, you know, while the system is intended to seal perfectly, and as we all know, not everything is perfect, and so there is always some loss over a given amount of time of this refrigerant. So while there may be a little bit required, of course, knowing how much the system has in it and how much you're putting in it for that little bit of top off can either be too much or not enough, depending on, of course, the situation. So there's always a little asterisk if you are doing it yourself to know a couple of the system components to make sure you're going about it the right way, too, in that regard.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk with Car Care with Kenny Chartel and his dad, the Affordable Automotive at Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. We had a question that came in. It says, this is what I do when shutting down the car. I turn off the AC and let the compressor cycle off before shutting off the engine. Does this help anything?
Not really.
Oh gosh. Okay. Oops.
I mean, it's not a bad thing by any means, but the computer itself controls all of that.
This could be maybe a pre-computer car. Would it make a difference for those, the older ones?
It could be, but even still, the, you know, once the system shuts down, the compressor shuts off, and it's not like a turbocharger where you should let it idle for 30 seconds and when you come to a full stop or getting ready to shut the engine off to give oil to the turbo, in this case, it really doesn't matter. Once a compressor shuts off, it shuts off. And when you start it, almost all the cars have the feature that when you go to start the car, it will not allow that compressor to kick on until it gets to a certain RPM. Then it'll allow the compressor to kick on. So it's not like you're making more work for the starter or anything like that.
That's good to know. Great, great comment. Great question. We did have a caller just a minute ago and he said, buy a white car.
That does help.
Great suggestion.
I have one.
Light interior. There are some things that are kind of, you think they're common sense, but I see a lot of black vehicles riding around with black interiors, I'm telling you.
It makes a huge difference. You know, and I think we had talked about this some time ago. Mythbusters, we all remember that show. It had done a myth test on, you know, white and dark colored cars and stuff. And I'd have to dig back into that episode, but it wasn't all that much of a contrast, but it sure seems different when you're putting your hand next to a dark car and then a white car, and it's like, my gosh.
Yeah, I think there's something to the reflective quality. I do. Okay, got another comment here. Is there a way I can tell, this is probably my question, if my AC just needs Freon, or is it a more major problem like the compressor? How do you tell by just listening or feeling the air? Is there a way to tell?
There is really no good way to know. Really, you need to hook up gauges to it and see what the pressures are. That tells the telltale sign. Also, it can tell you, is there an issue with the compressor? If the compressor is not pumping like it should, you know, it's not going to get as cool like it should. Mm-hmm. So you have a few major components. You have your compressor, you have your condenser, and your evaporator. The compressor just moves the refrigerant around the system. The evaporator actually absorbs the heat, and it's not the cold. You're only feeling cold air because the evaporator absorbed all the heat out of the air. And then
this is, of course, in thermodynamics.
Yes,
by the way.
Thermodynamics. We're getting into science now.
Serious car care.
And then the compressor moves that hot refrigerant that it just absorbed everything in the evaporator up to the condenser, which is in front of your radiator. And now it gets rid of that heat that it just absorbed. And the process starts all over again. So, no, there is no real way to say without hooking gauges up to it to really see.
Okay, I've got another question. This is one I have too. It's a great one. I have one of those little lights that say for air conditioner. It's a picture, a little button with a picture of a car with the air flowing inside the car, like little arrows, then a picture of the car with the air coming in from the outside. And you press that button to determine the air, right? Which one is better in the summertime?
Well, in the summertime, what that is a recirculation button. And what it's doing is when you have that on, it is recirculating the air inside the car. So the cooler air that you've already been working at trying to cool will get colder. If you leave it on the outside airflow, now that 95 degree air, you're trying to cool that 95 degree air.
Wow, that's a big tip. So that could make a big difference if you just keep it on the recirculate.
Keep it on your recirculate is the best. And it's easier on your compressor because your pressures aren't as high. The compressor doesn't have to work as hard.
I wish somebody had told me that 3 months ago.
Yeah. You know, and with that recirculation button, it's often missed amongst everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that recirculation door can definitely help in these hotter days. You know, another button that I just wanted to make sure everybody is aware of is the auto button. Now, well,
explain that because it's very confusing now.
I have to exactly, and I find that a lot of customers' cars is either fan full blast on right. on 60 degrees, and it's like, well, that's great and that's fine, but the auto feature on a lot of these new cars does a much better job of controlling that AC temperature than we do, because as soon as you turn that fan speed off, it's still blowing 60 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So just a quick tip there, you know, with that auto feature, and you can set your temperature to a 70 degrees, while it may start to slow down, the car is cooling down. So it's automatically taking all that into account, using recirculation and non-recirculation when needed and things like that. So in the event of hot AC and what we're dealing with now, don't forget about that too. You know, I mean, well, that 60 degree and you need it blowing at you 100% is nice. You know, after about 15 minutes, I'm starting to get a little cold,
right.
You know? So anyway, one of those things as far as just the auto button and recirculation. Again, that works for heat and AC as well.
Gosh, that's so helpful. Talking to our friends with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze, if you've got a question, text it in. 850-437-1620. Talking about the heat, so we've hit up a lot of questions about AC and all of these things, but what are some other things that we should be looking for? I'm thinking maybe fan belts, your battery. I mean, what are other things we should be checking with the heat?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things, of course, with the AC system is airflow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, for that cold air to come out of the vents, it needs to be, you need to be getting a lot of airflow at you. And most of our new cars have a filter, a cabin air filter, much like our home AC has a home AC filter. That needs to be checked and replaced periodically. And our home.
Where is that?
Well,
car?
Those are actually located usually right underneath the dash. Behind the glove box is a good place to look. On Nissans, maybe perhaps like yours, they're right in the center, but still usually on that passenger side floorboard. There's a little cover on them that says either air filter or, you know, filter underneath. But there's usually one on most of your new cars now. And what we have found sometimes that, wow, my AC blows cold, I'm just not getting enough volume out of it. Well, the blower motor is moving. The fan is moving as fast as it can. But, oh, one look at that filter and I cannot see through it. It's black and it should be white. So
wow, okay.
That's an extreme case of one filter maybe not being checked or changed. And so, you know, again, less airflow moving across this cold evaporator, allowing to remove heat from the inside of the car. Well, the less air, the less amount of cooling effect you're going to get there as well.
Yeah, so makes perfect sense.
Something to check as far, and that's something anybody can check. You know, a simple cabin filter is good for the, you know, one, hyperallergenic, keeping your car from getting all that dust and stuff in, and two, of course, making sure it's flowing good airflow for that AC system to work properly as well. You know, you mentioned one other thing, maybe in the cooler time when we get there, but if people start noticing their windows not able to unfog, if they're hitting the defrost button, you know, or defog button, that might be a sign of your AC not able to work, not working as good as it should, of course, because you're trying to draw out all that moisture from the inside of the car. And again, the AC system cools air, but it also dries the air too. Mm-hmm. It dries and pulls moisture out. Just like in your home, if you go outside, it's 85 degrees relative humidity. In my house, it's probably 50. So, but right. The same thing goes for your car. And mm-hmm. that all helps that cooling effect when you're sitting in there, especially on these hot days. So,
wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do we need to talk? We're almost out of time already. Do we have something y'all wanted to talk about that we haven't touched on today?
Well, just back, you know, on the AC things, you know, there really isn't a lot of service that you can do to it. It's not like a maintenance, like changing your oil. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really like that on it. The system is sealed. It's not like you have to top it off with water or anything like that.
Oh, there you go. So speaking of which, radiators. I remember a time where you would see people on the side of the road with those radiators overheating. I don't see that as much anymore, but what is the story on that, and how do you prevent that? Is that still an issue?
It's not as much of an issue. The manufacturers have done years ago, they only used maybe 13-pound caps, radiator caps. Mm-hmm. So the more pressure you put the water under, the higher the boiling point is. So now what the manufacturers have done, we're up to like 20 PSI on these caps. So the boiling point gets much, much higher. Mm-hmm. The antifreeze really just keeps it from freezing. It really doesn't change the properties of when that water is going to boil at.
That was my next question. I was curious about the antifreeze in summertime. So.
Right. So antifreeze in summertime, although you need antifreeze because you don't want to rust the internals of the engine. So the antifreeze acts as a lubricant for the water pump and also keeps the internals of the engine from rusting. Mm-hmm. So it is always good to put it, you know, antifreeze in, but it doesn't change the boiling point, and that's why you're not seeing the car sitting on the side of the road with the steam coming out of them, because they have gone to higher, you know, pressure caps.
I used to see that a lot. I experienced that a lot, by the way. Mm-hmm. So how often should you have your car? Do you need to up your, like, daily maintenance or weekly maintenance with your car, just getting the oil check, the water check, that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. In the summer, more than usual or
You know, we at Affordable Automotive like to tie all this into, you know, again, the AC goes to that next step. But, of course, we always do some preliminary checks when we're underneath the hood doing a simple oil change. Coolant levels, checking our coolant levels, especially in these hotter months, mm-hmm. Making sure those look good. You know, in going into the AC part of it, we always turn that AC on. We want to feel how it's working for the customer. You know, while you may be in it all the time and have not noticed that it's slowly not getting as cool as it used to be, we go, wow, this should be a lot cooler by now.
Right.
We'll make a mention to you. And so, you know, as far as that goes, making sure those things are checked by a qualified tech, wherever it may be, you know. But I know at our shop, we take a little bit bigger approach to just the oil change and the check over on that, trying to, you know, check all systems on the car, and especially with this heat, the AC included. You know, and one thing to get into AC inspections and stuff like that, a lot of the oil that's used in these refrigerants and stuff is now got a dye in there, like a UV black light. Back in the 70s, you had the black light and that dye, and that actually is now floating in these systems, and that's supposed to help identify leaks. So those are always something that we can quickly look at, you know, in the event of, hey, my AC was cooling and now it's just gotten less and less and it's blowing hot. I had it serviced a couple years ago, but I don't know. Well, that gives us an opportunity to look, because gas, as we all know, is invisible. So without a trace of it, there's no way to hunt it down. And so one of those things, just as a FYI on these systems, they do have them filled in a lot of cases, either by, you know, a professional that has serviced the system, or some of the manufacturers are adding it as well. That dye helps locate those leaks and stuff.
Okay, so. And one last question here. What is a typical diagnosis run for AC at Affordable
Typically, you're looking somewhere around that $80 for a quick check. And then if we have to start doing any further, you know, if we need to start adding refrigerant to it, of course, as we were talking about the prices of those, that can all change as well.
Well worth it, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Got to stay cool.
Thank you both. We have Kenny and Ken here with the Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Your website and phone number one more time in case someone wants to make an appointment.
Of course. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, and we can be located at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Be sure to check us out there. Give us a call at 850-932-0811.